Hello again, friends. This is Brother Billy coming back to you by way of radio, and I'm so proud that you've tuned my way and so glad that you've listened in. My earnest prayer today is that something that I say or do will be of a help to you, that something I say or do will encourage you and help you to grow in God's way. You know, the Word of God tells us, Peter said, for us to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord. And you know, I've thought so many times, children of God, that we are going to grow. It don't matter whether we grow right or wrong, we're going to grow. You know, when a baby is born into this world and it begins to start out its life, it doesn't stay little, does it? No matter what, it grows. It either grows right or it grows wrong. And so many times, friends, if we're not careful, we could be found growing wrong. And oh, how I want to grow right. How I want to be that kind of a child of God that God would have me to be. How I want to be somebody that He would be proud of. You know, I've told so many times about the picture I saw of a bear up in the Smoky Mountains. And they said, this was years and years and years ago. And underneath it, there was a little story. The bear looked real fat and real healthy, just perfect picture of what you'd think a bear should look like. And underneath the picture of the bear, it said, I remember all of it exactly, but it said something like this, that this bear looks healthy. It said, do not feed the bears. And it said, this bear looks healthy, but said it had been fed the wrong things, and it had stopped up its digestive system. And that it was just a few days after this picture was taken that it died of malnutrition, that it was swelled. It wasn't fat, it was swelled. And so many times I thought, friends, if we don't get the right things, if we don't get the right food, then we're going to grow some way or somehow we're going to grow. And we may not grow the right way. Oh, how I want to be straight, how I want to be perfect in the ways of God. I know that humanly I'll never be perfect, but I want to be perfect in the ways of God and be what He'd have me to be. You know, so many times I've thought about, and I've told this too, that, you know, when I was a kid, my mama fed me what she wanted me to have. When we went and sat down at the supper table, if we had corn, green beans, pinto beans, mashed potatoes, whatever we had, she put it on my plate and she made me eat it because she said it was good for me. But so many people today, they treat their kids like they treat themselves in the Word of God. They'll let their kids have what they want to have. If they just want mashed potatoes and don't want no green beans, that's what they'll give them. And then when it comes time for the Word of God, and it comes, and the Lord spreads that table out there, and you've got all that good Word of God to eat from, and people seem like they say, well, I'll take this part, but I don't want this part. Well, maybe I'll take this part. This ain't too bad. I kind of agree with this, and I'll take this, but I don't want that part over there. And there's so many people today, friends, that are doing that, and oh, they're growing the wrong way. Word of God tells us to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I want to get back to this that I was talking last week, but there's something just struck my mind, and I want you to listen to what he said. This is in the 5th chapter of Hebrews, starting at the 12th verse. He said, for when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Friends, if we've come along and we've been in God's ways for 4 or 5 years or 6 years, it's time for us to have a little strong meat. And we got too many people today that are old gray-haired babies. We've got too many people that are still drinking milk when they ought to be eating meat. Listen to what it said. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And friends, today, listen to me. We need to have the Word of God come, and it needs to be strong enough that we can discern that good and that evil. And I tell you today, my hope and my prayer is that what I preach on this program, that it'll be something you can get a hold of. You know, Brother James says at the beginning of every program that we want you to search the Scriptures. We want you to dig in the Scriptures. Paul said in one place that those brethren over there, that Berea, were more noble than the others for one reason. You know what it was? He said they searched the Scriptures daily to see if those things were so. They search the Scriptures daily. Friend, I don't care who you are. I don't care where you go to church. If you go to Baptist church, Methodist church, Nazarene, if you go to a wholeness church, you search the Scriptures daily to see whether that you're being taught is from the Word of God. Because, friend, you ain't supposed to follow no man. I don't care if his name is Billy Parker. You're not supposed to follow no man. You're supposed to follow the Word of God. And, listen, the Lord gave me a job to do one time, and it was to preach the Word. But there's been other people that He gave the job to preach the Word, friend, that made a shipwreck. And I want you to watch me. I want you to know whether or not the things that I'm teaching you are the right things. And the only way you'll know is if you'll stay in the Word of God, if you'll study the Word of God and find out. Just like I said on the last program, friends, we have lowered the standard. We have lowered the standard down to the place that things that used to, we knowed was wrong. Things that used to, we had no doubt that we couldn't do it. And today, people can explain it away or make excuses for it. But our friends, God ain't making no excuses. Word of God said, God don't wink at ignorance anymore. God is not making excuses. And this, I tell you, this serving God, the Word of God said it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And truly today, it is. Truly today, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And I hope today that you'll fear Him and listen to what the Word of God said. I've thought so much, friends, like I taught last week, and I'm going to finish this scripture that I started on last week. I hope you listened last week. If you didn't, I hope you send and get the tape, so that you'll be able to understand what I'm talking about. The tapes of these programs are free of charge. They don't cost you a thing. You just send and ask for them, and we'll be glad to send them to you. But we want you to understand the Word of God. After a while, the Lord is coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle. And friends, if your garment is spotted up, you won't be a part of that church. You must have on that wedding garment, and it must be pure and it must be clean. It cannot be spotted up. How we need today to serve God in the beauty of wholeness. Do you know wholeness is a beautiful thing? Living wholeness. If you live wholeness, it's a beautiful life. But if you profess wholeness and don't live it, it's the most shabby, shoddy looking thing that ever has been. For somebody to profess to be holy, to profess to be one of God's children, and still live like the devil is one of the most shoddy things, looking things that they ever has been. And I'll tell you, friends, today I want to live wholeness. And I want my life to measure up to what He'd have it to be. Now, I read this last week. I'm not going to read the whole thing again. There's only 4 or 5 verses. Well, I may read it. I'm not going to talk about all of it again. But I may read a little of it so that you can maybe remember where we come from last week if you listen. And if you didn't, maybe I can bring you up today, because I just liked one verse actually in the scripture. This is the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians, starting at the 14th verse. Now listen, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Now, friends, just to kind of highlight just a little bit about last week, what we were talking about was God don't want us to have fellowship with the world. He does not want us to have fellowship with the world. He doesn't want us to be a part of the world. We're separate. Word of God said in another place that said we was a peculiar people, and we need to be different. We're supposed to be different, folks. And he doesn't want us to be involved in the things. You know, I've thought so many times about things. I think I said this last week about renting these old movies. And if I tell you that I'm holy and that I live a different kind of life, that I'm one of God's children, you go down to the video store to rent you a movie to watch, some of these things that ain't fit to watch, bring them into your home with all the cursing and the swearing and the nudity and all this stuff in there. And you're over there getting you a video out, or somebody is, and I walk in and I walk over and I start looking for me a video to take home with me. And you say, man, he ain't no different than me. I thought he was different. Or if you go off to a big ball game somewhere and they're ripping and roaring and hollering and having a big whoopee time, and I tell you that I'm different, and you look up there and there I sit and I'm doing the same whooping and hollering and carrying on that you are. Why, you don't know there's no different in me. If I say I'm holy, and you see me walking down the road with a pair of shorts on and no shirt, and running down the side of the road, you say, well, he ain't no different than me. That ain't modest apparel. And the Word of God teaches us to dress in modest apparel, not to be like the world. And not, you know what modest means? Modest means, is unassuming. That's what modest is. It's decent and unassuming. That's what shamefacedness is. It's unassuming. We're not supposed to stand out. We're supposed to just be modest and unassuming. Somebody say, well, if you dress like you want them to, you'll stand out. But you'll stand out in God's ways. You won't look like the world. And friends, this is what it's all about. We need to belong to God. We need to act like that we belong to God. And if we will, friends, then people will know what we are, and then our light will shine, and we can draw people to God. Now, I tell you what, let me read this other verse, and then I'll talk whatever God will let me, and then we'll get done. I'm going to read the first verse of the 7th chapter. Listen, having therefore these promises, what promises? That he would be our God and we would be his people, that he'd be unto us a father. That's the promises. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And that's what we need to do, perfect holiness in the fear of God. And I want you to know, friends, today that whether or not you and I live wholeness, whether or not we come to the Word of God, the Word of God is going to stand, and His church is going to stand. Individuals will fall, individuals will fail, and maybe even sometime congregations will fail. Congregations may deviate, change from the Word of God. They may be ministers that change the truth and fall away, but God's church will stand. God's church won't be moved. God said He built that church, and Jesus said the gates of hell shall not prevail. And friends, we need to understand that we've got to walk in those old paths. We've got to stand there and be what God would have us to be. God's way is a clean way. It's a pure way. It's a good way. Friends, it's the only way. It is the only way there is, friends, to go. And I believe with all my heart this morning that we are so far beneath what we ought to be in God. And we're so far beneath our privileges in serving God. How we need to move up. How we need to begin to desire to do more and more and more for God. I tell you what, friends, I'd like to be what God would have me to be. And I've thought so much that people today, I've had experiences where that people wouldn't accept the Word of God, that they're going to have their way, and they have their feelings that they go by, and I hear a lot of times that this is a feeling way. Well, I understand what they're saying, but sometimes your feelings are wrong. But you know what ain't never wrong? It don't matter if it's morning, noon, night. It don't matter if it's this week, next year, or 10 years from now. Do you know what ain't never wrong? Your feelings may be wrong, but the Word of God is never wrong. There's a lot of people today that claim that they've heard that God spoke to them, that this feeling that they have is from God. But God don't lead you in the wrong thing. God don't teach you the wrong thing. The Word of God and the Spirit of God teaches us how to line up to the Word of God. And so many times we might look around think that we're lined up and that somebody else is out of line, and it may be us. We need to understand how that we need to move up to God. You know, friends, I've thought so much. The Word of God tells us that it's not going to be everyone that cries, Lord, Lord, but he that doeth the will of the Father. And you know, so many times, friends, we know God's will and we don't do it. We know how He wants us to live. The Word of God teaches us that His Spirit would lead us and guide us into all truth and all righteousness. You know why? Do you know why that people get into trouble? The Word of God don't leave us in the dark about nothing. James tells us, that it said, blessed is a man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. And that temptation comes to change just a little bit. That temptation comes to do just a little bit different than what you know to do. But man, the Lord's saying, blesses that man that endures it, and don't do that. But listen to what he said. Let no man say when he's tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Friends, listen. We must stand fast in the ways of God. You know, I've thought so much that if a man, Jesus said one time, he said, why call you me Lord and do not the things I say? If we love God, friends, we'll walk in Him. The Word of God tells us to walk, as we have received Christ Jesus, walk in Him, rooted and built up and in Him, friends, in Him. And Jesus said one place, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And I thought, this is a little bit of, just a little bit of history that really touches me. Do you know that the custom back in Jesus' time, over there, if you were a stranger and a pilgrim and you were going from one city to the other, maybe from Jericho to Bethlehem or to Nazareth or wherever, and you didn't know the way to go, and you went up to a man and you said, sir, can you tell me the way to go to Bethlehem? And if he was going to Bethlehem, the custom was for him to say, he'd say, I am the way. And that meant that he was going there and that he was inviting you Oh, I like this. He said he was inviting you to join with him and go to Bethlehem. And Jesus said, I am the way. And what way was that, friends? He said he was going to the Father. He said to my Father and to your Father. And he said, I am the way. And that's that invitation for us to join him, for us to go with him to that good place that's called heaven. But oh, thank God, if we get to go, we must walk in his way. Glory to God. If we get to go, we must walk like he'd have us to walk. Oh, friends, today it's so precious to be able to serve the living God. It's so precious today to be able to know that you're one of God's children and that you're pleasing God. Well, you can know that you're pleasing God. How? How can you know? By checking the standard out. You know what? We must check ourselves out by the Word of God. Let me read just a little bit more right here where I'm at. I want you to listen. Said, let me skip down. Well, let me just go ahead. Not skip. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. And all sometimes it's like we're slow to hear and quick to speak and quick to anger, don't it? For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. Anything that's just too much, that you get into too much, that's of the world, just lay it aside and receive with meekness, the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Oh, friends, listen today. If we could hear that word of God and then do it. There's so many people that I don't know what it is. They just, the word of God comes and it, to them, it's just like a lovely song. It doesn't bother them. There's nothing there. The Word of God, friends, is to stir us up to action. The Word of God is to provoke us unto serving God. The Word of God comes to show us where we need to move up. But that man that hears that Word of God, if the Word of God comes, if you're arguing with your wife and the Word of God comes and the minister preaches and shows you where the Word of God teaches that you are supposed to love your wife as yourself and not argue with her, and you sit there and shake your head and then you go on and you continue to argue with her, you're a hearer but not a doer, and that doer ain't justified. You see yourself sitting there, it's like a mirror. You say, well, yeah, that's right, I've got to quit arguing with my wife, and then you proceed to leave and continue to argue with her. That's a hearer and not a doer. If the Word of God comes and the minister gets up there and he preaches and he said, not forsaking the assembly of yourselves together as a manner of some is, and so much more as you see the day approaching, and you've been laying out a meeting, you say, well, yeah, that's right. That's the Word of God. Oh, that's the Word of God. You've heard it. But then you go away and you still lay out a meeting. You know what you are? You're a hearer. You're a hearer and not a doer. Glory to God. And that doer is the one that's going to be justified. Oh, friends, listen. If the Word of God comes, and I preach a lot about the tongue, that little old 2-ounce member gets us in more trouble than anything else. They say it weighs 2 ounces, and it controls this big old body and gets us in trouble. But if that tongue gets away from you, and you talk when you ought to be quiet, and the Word of God comes, and that minister says, talking is wrong. You cannot talk about one another and run one another down and be a talebearer and be one of God's children. He said, well, yeah, that's right. That is the Word of God. And then you go on and you continue doing that. Friends, what are you? You're just a hearer and not a doer. You're just a hearer and not a doer. Friends, we need to have a fear of God about us. Listen, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. You know what vain means? Vain means worthless, not good for nothing. Well, let me go ahead and read this last verse. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. You know what spotted is? You know, I'm kind of messy when I eat, I reckon. I can eat something with tomato juice in it, spaghetti or, you know, just a number of different things, stuffed peppers, whatever. And just as sure as I do, I'll get a spot on my shirt of that tomato juice. And that's spotted. That's too close to it. When you get too close to the world, when you get too close to being involved in the things of the world, friends, you get spots on your garment. And those spots have got to be gotten off of it. And you can't just continue to go back and get them over and over and over again. Word of God won't allow you to continue. Sometimes that, friends, that you're doing, that God is chastising you in, when that comes, the Word of God comes to straighten you out, and you don't move up to it time after time after time, after a while, that will become sin to you, and God will cut you off. And all today, my time has run out, and I didn't even seem to get started today. I never did seem to really get started, but I hope you listened last week, and this week and last week went together, and I hope you listen. I want so bad for you to be able to get some good out of these things that we preach on the, here on the radio. Teaching the Word of God to God's people is the height of my ambition. That's what I desire to do more than anything else in this whole world. And I pray today, my earnest prayer is for you, and for me, for all of us, that we can make it. The Word of God teaches us that he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. And I want to go. I want to go more than anything. I want to hear him say, well done. And I hope, again, that something that we've said has helped you. And I hope you'll continue listening. I'd love to hear from you. If any of you ever feel like writing, we're not asking you for money. If you feel like writing to us, we'd love to hear from you. The tapes, if you want the tapes, we'd be glad to send them to you. We love you. We're just trying to do this, trying to help some pilgrim on the journey, trying to encourage somebody and to help them to live a better life for Jesus. So come and see us sometime at church, up at Tiftonia, and maybe sometime wherever you go to church. If I'm invited, I might come and see you. Until next week, this is Brother Billy saying, may the peace of God that passeth all understanding rule in your hearts till we meet again.